I need true love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting.
103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. As promised, I have a very special and inspiring guest on the line. He's a film studio executive, author, inspirational speaker, preacher. He wears many, many hats. You've seen him on CNN, also Oprah Winfrey's own series, Super Soul Sunday. And you can catch him on the latest cover of Ebony Magazine alongside his new bride, actress Megan Good. I'd like to welcome to the show Devon Franklin. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing really, really well. You know, blessed and highly favored. So just glad to be here.
Thank you. And that's what we love to hear. And I want to thank you for taking time to speak with our listeners, and not only to speak with them, but also to inspire them today, because we can all use some extra inspiration and encouragement. And, you know, you have so much going on in your life. It's hard to find a place to start because there's so much going on right now. But for starters, I would definitely like to congratulate you on your recent nuptials.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that is love of my life. You know, it's just a blessing that we found each other and, you know, can really just continue to live, but now, you know, live with love. So it's a really, it's truly a blessing.
And, you know, and the love, it definitely shows in the article in the latest Ebony magazine, in which
does
both
it?
Of you are. Yes, it does. And that letter, that's just like, you know, every woman wants a letter like that written to her. If that's not one of the ultimate goals,
man,
and dreams. So it really shows.
Man.
Like,
that
wow,
is hilarious. Let me just tell you, you know, I mean, it's just writing from the heart, you know. And it's funny because I've been getting, you know, hit up on Twitter, and people have been Instagramming the picture of the letter, you know. And women,
yes.
Oh, this is what we want. I'm like, yo, look, I just was writing that to her. I ain't trying to put no other men in, you know, the hot seat. You know what I'm saying?
Well you did. So now we've set
the
standard.
That wasn't the goal. That wasn't the goal. I just was expressing to her how I felt, you know. And along the way, if, you know, others can get inspired, that's truly, truly a blessing.
It is. Well, it was definitely a beautiful letter and beautiful article as well as cover. So congratulations on that. That's always beautiful to see. So very happy for you. And also your new book produced by Faith. So just so many things going on. And it really is so inspiring. Now, before we talk about your book and your faith and rise in Hollywood and the real secret to success, can we talk a little bit about Devon Franklin? Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and your personal testimony?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got from the Bay Area, from Oakland, and, you know, as a young kid, I always dreamed of being in Hollywood, you know, but it's funny because I grew up in the church, so anytime I would tell somebody that I wanted to be in Hollywood, they were like, oh, you can't do that, you know, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, and, you know, that's just the devil's playground, you know, and, but I just wouldn't listen to them, because I'm like, wait a minute, I don't understand something, does faith work or does fear work? Because you're telling me that faith works in church, but then you tell me you can't go to Hollywood. That means you're teaching me fear. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to believe God, and I'm going to believe that faith works. And so I put my eyes on Hollywood and got my start as an intern working at Will Smith's, the company that managed him. And then, you know, worked my way up. When I graduated from college, I went to USC, the University of Southern California.
Okay.
I became an assistant at his company for his producing partner, and then was there for a few years and left there to become an executive with Tracy Edmonds. You know, Tracy Edmonds, I mean, you know, extraordinary, prolific producer of TV, film, and music. And then left Tracy after about a year and a half and got a studio job working for MGM. I worked on the Beauty Shop movie. I also worked on Be Cool. And then about 6 months into being at MGM, they sold the company to Sony Corporation. And so I came over to Sony as a part of that, and I've been at Sony ever since. And, you know, worked on movies like, you know, Pursuit of Happiness, to Karate Kid, to Jumping the Broom, to Sparkle, you know, and so far, so good.
Very impressive resume.
Oh, you know what? I thank you, but I, you know, I feel like I still got a long way to go. You know, I really feel like I'm just getting started and, you know, blessed with what I've been able to do so far, but certainly mindful that there's a lot more to do.
Would you say that you're currently living out your dream?
You know what? I think I'm getting closer every day. You know, I think I'm getting closer every day. I think that, you know, so much of what my original point of view on living my dream was really focused on what I do, less focused on who I am, you know. And so I started really trying to be more content with who I am and focus on being, you know, and enjoying the moment. And the more I've been able to do that, the more I think I'm getting closer to the dream, you know, which is just real freedom in who I am and really not feeling the, you know, sometimes you get in jobs and stuff and you feel the pressure and the anxiety, and if things aren't going your way, you start questioning yourself. I'm just trying to get to a place where I can really be cool with who God created me to be and put everything else that may or may not happen in its right perspective.
Okay. And you have something that some people need a lot more of, and that's faith. And God has your back. He definitely does. And like I said earlier, you wear many, many hats. Now, can you talk about being a preacher, especially being a preacher in Hollywood?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I did my first sermon at the age of 15.
Wow.
And I never wanted to preach. I, you know, told people once I preached, they're like, oh, you should go into ministry. I said, absolutely not. I said, I'm going into Hollywood. And when I got into Hollywood, you know, originally I was like, well, there's just no way that I'm going to preach because I didn't know how it fit. And, you know, it was my younger brother that really was the catalyst, because he's a minister and he's a pastor. And he really was the catalyst for me to start embracing my gift for preaching. And what's the irony of it is that because my gift to preach is what is just natural. I mean, God gave it to me. You know, it's not something that I really looked for. It's just something I had. The more I started preaching, the more doors opened for me in Hollywood.
Mm.
And so the irony is that when you really embrace who God has called you to be and all of your gifts, things start happening. You know, people started saying, wait, I hear you preach, and, you know, and wait, how does that work? And I mean, and people, that would be the conversation. They start calling me Rev, you know, and I'm like, how do you, you know, I mean, and that's the irony. It's like,
right.
And then projects started coming and relationships started building. And, you know, it's just, that has been the thing that has really, you know, helped me navigate the business. And it fundamentally has been because I've owned who I was, and I haven't tried to put myself in a box. Sometimes we try to put ourselves in a box because mm-hmm. we don't think that who we really are will be accepted, you know. But once you really embrace who you are, you begin to embrace the uniqueness that will then allow you to stand out and be distinctive, which will then, I believe, allow you to be more successful in whatever you're doing.
Yes, that is so important. And you touched on so many great points. And it's pretty amazing that, you know, you're able to be successful in Hollywood while keeping a strong faith base and not compromising your belief or your faith or even who you are. And some would say that that's either pretty impressive or nearly impossible. But you are living proof that it does happen and it can happen, because oftentimes we hear so many horror stories about Hollywood and what people do, what they engage in, that you would say, okay, where is God in Hollywood? But
right.
you are living proof that you can still serve a God and still be successful and not compromise any of that. So that's inspiring in itself. It really is.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, listen, it's a daily endeavor, and just, you know, continuing to do my best to, you know, be an example and to be who He's called me to be, you know, because it's just, I just see this culture. There's so many negative influences in culture,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially pop culture. And I just see a generation, you know, going in the wrong direction. So, you know, my goal is to just do what I can do to help, you know, model success and model, you know, an altar and a way to live that won't destroy you, but will actually edify you and, you know, bring you peace.
Well, you are setting a wonderful example. So thank you for
Amen.
That.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, as we're still pretty fresh into this new year, many of us could use some extra encouragement and even some, you know, advice on how to maintain and keep our goals, our resolutions, and even finding our true purpose, which brings me to your new book, Produced by Faith. Can you tell the listeners about your book, Produced by Faith?
Yes, Produced by Faith, the tag on it is, I enjoy real success without losing your true self.
Yes.
And I wrote the book because I really wanted to give people, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you know, have faith. It's another thing to know how to really incorporate having faith and belief into your day-to-day life. And so I wrote the book, Produced by Faith, to help the reader look at their life as a movie that is going through all the stages that film goes through, from development to production to distribution to marketing. And once you get perspective on your life, then you begin to see, oh, okay, this is what stage I'm in. Any movie that I make, before it can be produced, has to be developed first. You know, you can't just go and say, hey, I got a script, I'm ready to make it. No, you have to work on it in development so that the production is successful. Most movies that don't go through development and don't take their time in development fail at the box office.
Mm.
So a lot of times in life, we have not gone into production period of our life because God is preparing us. And I try to help people understand development is not punitive. You have to be patient because God is preparing you. The worst thing that could happen is that you get what you want before you're ready for it. and everything you aspire to do, you don't have the integrity and you don't have the skill set to maintain it. That to me is not real success. So going through the development process, Produced by Faith walks you through every step of development and every step of production. And literally, people who have been reading the book, their lives have been changing. And that's not a hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. I get emails from all around the world. Because once you understand the power of faith, the power of who God created you to be, and that truly, when you start to embrace who you are, you start to rely and have faith in God, and you start to apply that to your career, watch out. No one can stop you.
Wow. So definitely we encourage everyone to pick up the book Produced by Faith. Where can the listeners get their very own copy?
You know, you can get your copy pretty much anywhere, any online retailer, primarily, you know, Amazon.com. You can also get it through Barnes & Noble. It's widely available. It's on the Simon Schuster Howard Books imprint. And, people have been, downloading it on their iPhones. You can get it on your Kindle. I would encourage anyone who's listening, if you need that missing link for how to approach this year, you got to get Produced by Faith. I promise you it'll make a difference. Last year I had the opportunity to do the Oprah's Super Soul Sunday show.
Yes.
And it was all about Produced by Faith. I mean, she loved it. She, fell in love with it. And I'm telling you, everybody who reads this book, it has a huge impact. So I am just as motivated and as determined as I can to get this book in as many hands possible, because I know it'll make the difference.
Yes, and you know, if Oprah endorses it, then it has to be of quality as well.
So. Got to be something there,
Definitely something.
Not a whole lot right now.
Definitely got something there. On the phone lines, having a great time speaking with author Devon Franklin, Produced by Faith. How did you come up with the title?
Oh, what's interesting is that originally I had a different title and a different same content, but just a different approach.
Okay.
And once I sold the book, the publisher was like, we love the content, but, there's something not right with the title. And so as I really began to think about my life, I started thinking about the Oscars. The Oscars, at the biggest prize of the night is Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever produced the movie is who gets the award. And so when I thought about my life, I said, at the end of my life, what do I want my testimony to be? When I get my crown, what do I want? Who should get the credit? Well, I want it to be because of my faith. And so at the end of my life, I wanted to say Produced by Faith, because then my faith is what allows me to get the top prize.
I love it.
Amen.
Now, what are some of the key points and components that you talk about in the book?
One of the key components I talk about in the book, is to get where you want to go, you first have to become the person God wants you to be.
Mm.
So many times we're so focused on destination that we aren't focused on who we are. And God's like, look, I'm not so much worried about where I'm taking you. I'm more worried about who you are. So let me develop who you are, develop your character, develop your maturity, develop your wisdom, develop your heart. Let me get you right first. And then once you get to the destination, it'll just be that, a destination. So many times we put so much on where we want to be. And then once you get there, you realize, wait, this wasn't all that I thought it was. And along the way, we didn't enjoy ourselves. We compromised who we were. We lost our integrity. So these are things I talk about in the book. How to have real success, how to have real peace. I talk about when you go through difficult times, like there's a chapter called Development Hell. When you're in the midst of it and you aren't really sure, why everything is going wrong, that's what happens in development hell. And there's a tendency when I develop the script for years and it doesn't get made or doesn't look like it's going to get made, that I want to give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the biggest movies in Hollywood went through development hell. That series Twilight, which is one of the biggest franchises ever,
yes.
Paramount originally developed that. The script was in development hell there. They put it in turnaround. A little company called Summit picked it up. They said that they could make it because they saw the value in it. They made it, and $1 billion later, they are sitting on one of the greatest franchises ever. Why do I share that story? Because just because someone doesn't see your value doesn't mean that someone else doesn't. So you could be in a job, it's a dead-end job, and you end up getting downsized, right? That's okay. Look at it as a blessing because God has the right person to pick you up and set you up at the right time so that you can actually have the success he already has planned for you. These are some of the things that I talk about in Produced by Faith.
It's just so amazing. I can talk to you all day about this and about so many different things, but we don't want to give away too much. We do want people to purchase this book, Life Changer.
Yes,
and you've had some wonderful testimonies about the book and as well as about yourself from some of who's in Hollywood. So
yeah.
Very, very inspiring. And once again, we encourage people to pick up Produced by Faith. Can we switch hats for just a little bit? And can we talk a little bit about purpose? A lot of times, you know, purpose and passion. Some people have a hard time figuring out what their purpose is in life. So they may be at a standstill because it's like, okay, where do I go from here? Because I don't know my true purpose. Can you talk a little bit about that? Helping someone find their purpose?
Absolutely. I mean, I talk about that, you know, in the book. I talk about it under the idea of what's your big idea for your life, right? Any script that you develop, you have to know what the script is about in order to develop the script successfully. So with the script for your life, you do have to know and begin to identify what is your purpose. Sometimes you know it off the bat. Other times you have to really search for it. What I ask people to do is, you know, one, look at what you do best with the least amount of effort. This is evidence for what you should be doing. You know, when you close your eyes and you visualize your life, what is the vision of your life that brings you the most peace? You know, when you look at your life, you know, what are the things that people have told you? Oh, you're so good at this. You have to sometimes do an investigation to look at the evidence of your life to really identify what your real purpose is. Again, some people get it really quick. Others have to do a little bit more seeking and a little bit more searching. The other way to find your purpose is you can't be afraid to try some things. I did not know coming into the business that I would ever end up working as a studio executive, right?
Okay.
But I got the internship as a way to try out the business. Now, I thought, oh, I want to make it in movies. I didn't know anything about movies until I got the internship. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to live outside the box, because when you start trying things, you begin to see, you know what, I really like this, I'm really good at this, or you're like, no, it's not what I thought it was, and I actually want to go a different direction. It's a combination of these things in addition to prayer. Sometimes you have to go, you know, deep into your prayer life. Sometimes you have to fast in order for God to reveal what your purpose is and what you are supposed to do. And I promise you that through these various tips that I've just shared, you will get it, and you will know what it is that you're supposed to do, or at least you will know the general direction. And once you feel the general direction, do everything you can to start moving in that direction and start trying things out and look for God to confirm where He wants you to go and why He created you.
Wow, that is wonderful. I'm sitting here writing all these steps down, all these things. And I know some people are touched by this conversation and definitely inspired. So I want to thank you. And on behalf of the listeners, thank you for that as well. We don't have too much more time, but if people would like to keep up with the latest updates with you, where can they go? Twitter, Facebook, a website that they can go to?
Yes, they can go to devonfranklin.com. That is devonfranklin.com. They can also follow me on Twitter. With my handle, which is Devon Franklin. You can also follow me on Facebook, and that's also under Devon Franklin as well. Would love to, you know, keep in contact and interact and interface as much as I can. You know, just keep people motivated, you know, and excited. Yes. And, you know, we're going to get this. We're going to win. We're going to win. This is going to be a year, you know, of serious destiny, and I want to help as many people as I can get there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Any last encouraging words, even though the whole conversation has been encouraging? Any last encouraging words or piece of advice before we go?
You know what? I just really want people to know that, you know, sometimes you get down on yourself, you get frustrated, you get angry, you know, you get disappointed because things don't work out in the moment the way that you want. But I would just ask you, you know, to step back for a second, you know. Just because it doesn't look like it's happening doesn't mean it's not happening. You know, the Bible is very clear that this world was made of the things unseen, right?
Yes.
Faith is the substance of things we hope for. So you have to understand that what you hope for, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. Trust your God. Trust yourself. Enjoy the moment. Have more peace. Sit back. Relax. Do your part and let God do the rest.
Wow. I can't think of a better way to wrap up a conversation.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so
much. I really appreciate it.
And congratulations on all your success and everything that's going on, and wish you the best. And we're praying for you as well.
Amen. Please do. And I will definitely be keeping the show in prayer and all your listeners in prayer as well.
Thank you so much. You take care and you have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless.
Thank you. Bless you too.
Bye.
WUBSLP 103.7.